Okay, so we're looking at Parshas Vayechi.
Who is this rabbi?
This is Rabbi Friedman, Pinchas Friedman. He's a contemporary. He's actually the Rosh Kol in Belz, and he based himself a lot on a vast array of sources, mostly Hasidic sources, but very often on classic, you know, Litvish Torah. He actually wrote a sefer, I was told, on the Prima Gadim, a commentary on the Prima Gadim on Yoredeya. But he's a tremendous scholar. And what I find that's lovely about his maimar is that he writes very clearly, he develops things logically, he always has an insight. Wow. Very often you can argue with him, but it doesn't matter, the insight is meaningful, shivim panim latorah. Mm-hmm. So in this case, he has a new twist on our understanding of Yaakov Avinu. The Gemara tells us, we're going to soon see in Psachim, that when Yaakov calls together, gathers together all of his children, Hey Osvu Vagida Lachem, the Gemara tells us that Bikesh Yaakov Legalas Saketz, he wanted to reveal the end of time, and Nistalkum Meneshchina. So he said, Shemachas Vesham Yesh Psul B'mitasi, we had Yishmol who came from Avram, we had Esav who came from Yitzchak, Omru Lo Bonov, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Omru, what do they mean to say? Kishem she'ein b'libcha ela echad, kach ein b'libeu ela echad, we're all united in our dedication and our commitment to the one God. And at that point, Yaakov Avinu praises Hashem and he says, Baruch she'ein kvod malchuso li'olam voed. Now as a result, we're going to see that there's a halachic sort of revolution here, that we're going to take a sentence, a verse that came not from Tanakh, but from the words from the mouth of Yaakov, and we're going to insert it into Kriyat Shema. We're going to have to do it in a low voice because it's not something that's dictated by the Torah. But in any event, let's take a look at the Medrash. He kavtu ushim u b'nei Yaakov mikan zochu Yisrael l'kriyat Shema. That when Yaakov gathered them together, they in unison recited the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema. This is the source for all generations that we have this great mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So Yaakov calls in his 12 sons. Amar lehem, Shimu el Yisrael Shebashamayim Avichem. In other words, just like there is a Yisrael down in earth, there's also Yisrael in the conceptual sense in Shamayim. And he asks, maybe there's some sort of division amongst you. You're not all in unison to dedicate yourself to Hashem. And they recited Shema Yisrael. Yisrael meaning Avinu Yisrael. Okay, fine. So now the Medrash ends with the following statement. Hadahu sheYisrael mashkivim arivim, as a result of this episode in which the sons of Yaakov declared in unison, Shema Yisrael, we, the people of Israel, for all generations, will get up in the morning and in the evening on a daily basis, twice daily, and recite Shema Yisrael. And not only that, we say Shema Yisrael Avinu, as if to say that Yaakov Avinu, who's buried in Maras HaMachpelah, he could hear us, all of Klal Yisrael, again, at every day throughout Jewish history, declaring that we all believe in the same Shem, Hashem Echad, that Yaakov Avinu believes in. So Yaakov Avinu is really getting an ongoing chizuk, so to speak. Not only did he have this possible suspicion of his sons, maybe one of his sons is not committed, but during all generations, we declare Shema Yisrael, and the Medrash tells us that that declaration goes into the ears of Yaakov Avinu in Maras HaMachpelah, that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Now, if we take the two statements in conjunction, we start with the Gemara of Psachim, and then we go to the Medrash here at the beginning of Parshas Vayechi, then what we end up with, Elu v'elu divilikim chayim, that at that moment, when Yaakov Avinu lost the Shechina because he wanted to be Megala the Ketz, at that moment, Yaakov Avinu established the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So that even when we go into Golos and the Siluk Shechina, just it was like there was Siluk Shechina at that moment in Yaakov's life, we should get the chizuk, the strength of the Shechina from or through the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. So when we, in our Golos situation, we recite Kriyat Shema, we are strengthened in a spiritual sense, by the recitation of Kriyat Shema. Says the Chasam Sofer, the reason why Nistalka Shechina v'Yaakov, why did the Shechina want to depart and deny Yaakov the ability to reveal the Kates, is Kedesh lo Yipli Yisrael Bereshet HaYeush. If the Kates would happen thousands of years down the line, the people of Israel would get depressed. They would despair over the fact that it's going to be a long, heavy gullus that's going to stretch for thousands of years. So then when Yaakov Avinu sees that there's going to be a long gullus, he establishes Shema Yisrael. How did Yaakov know that the gullus would be very long? Because of the fact that there was Siluk Shechina, and Yaakov understood in his wisdom that the reason why the Shechina prevented him from revealing when the Kates would be is because it would depress the people, since it would be so long until the gullus would end. So he needs a chizuk to give to Klal Yisrael during this long, long period of gullus. And what he wants to do is, he wants to bequeath to Klal Yisrael the daily recitation, twice a day, of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Ata Lo Elokei Umos, Hu Asid Lios Hashem Echad. This is the famous Rashi in Parshas Veschanan, that even though now it's only Elokeinu, meaning the nation of Israel alone, accepts God as the one God, but ultimately at the end of days, there will be Hashem Echad over all the Umos Sa'olam. So it's not just Hashem Elokeinu, but it's Hashem Echad. And that's a fulfillment of the prophecy of Zechariah Novi, and of Tzfanya Novi, and many other Neviim, that Bayom Ahu Yi Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad, that Echad, at the end of Bayom Ahu, on that great glorious day, is the same Echad, Ushma Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that now it's Elokeinu, our God, but ultimately it'll be Hashem Echad over all the nations. They will accept God, the God of Israel, as the true God. And that is something that throughout generations will give us a chizuk when we recite Shema Yisrael, and we have in mind this Rashi of Bayom Ahu, that on that day, Asid Lios Hashem Echad, when all the nations will turn and will be taught to accept the one God, that's a chizuk for us, that eventually we will experience the ultimate redemption and the goyim will recognize that God is one. Now the first pasuk of Kriyat Shema, Shema Yisrael, what kavana should we have in the word echad? So if you look in the poskim, and this is all based on a Zohar, we should have kavana in echad for Mesiris Nefesh al Kedush Hashem, meaning that if Chas V'Shalom, the occasion arises, we are willing to give up our lives if need be al Kiddush Hashem. And that's all something that's included in the concept of Hashem Echad. If we love Hashem, then we're willing to take that love to its extreme, to its ultimate, to sacrifice our very nefesh for Hashem if need be. The Arizal sees a remez to this Mesiris Nefesh of Echad in the letter Dalet, which is a reference, an allusion to the Dalet Misos Bezdin, and we're willing to give up our lives, whatever it takes. And Yaakov Avinu sees that Nistalka ben Shechina, and he's afraid that the Jewish people will get depressed, they will realize that maybe the Golos is going to last, who knows for long, how long. So therefore he establishes this concept of Kriyat Shema, that the people of Israel should give a tremendous commitment to their faith in the one God, the unity of God, and in Mesiris Nefesh, that through Mesiris Nefesh, all the challenges that the Jewish people face during the bitter and long years of Golos, they will be able to face that. Now Rav Friedman, the author of Shvilei Pinchas, wants to add another piece to the puzzle. And he wants to suggest that why is it that this commitment on our part when we recite Shema Yisrael to Mesiris Nefesh is going to give us chizuk even in Golos? Based on the parsha of the confrontation between Yaakov and Esav, in that parsha in Vayishlach it says, Vayashu amalachim el Yaakov leimar banu alachicha leisav v'gam olech l'krasech v'arbar meos ish imo v'yisa Yaakov eino v'yar v'inei Esav ba v'imo arba meos ish. And now he quotes Rav Shimshon Shapiro, the great author 5 centuries ago, the Megal HaMukos, who says that these 400 members of Esav's party who are coming to fight against Yaakov is an allusion to a corresponding 400 kochos, powers of adversity, of tuma, what we call contamination, who are going to fight against Yaakov, 400 strong. And Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri with, according to the Arizal, the name Tav Chaf He, Tacha, or Taket. And Moshe turns to Dosan Vaviron and he says to him, Vayomer L'Rosha Loma Taker Re'acha. He mentions the name Taker, which is the same name with which he killed the Mitzri. And the Rosha responds, Al Argeni Ata Omer Kasher Ayrakto As HaMitzri. You're going to kill me in the same way that you killed the Mitzri, by enunciating the holy name of Taker, with which you killed the Mitzri. So the Arizal says, based on a pasuk in Tanakh, it says ki lo azavta darshech Hashem, and if you take the last letters, the sofei tevos, you end up with tacha, and that's the shame which Moshe Rabbeinu uses to kill the Mitzri. And therefore the Rosha says to him, lama saka reacha. He says, kol machavim bo nitzol me odom ra kol hayom. What does that mean, that a person could have the right kavana and save himself from evil during the course of the entire day? Says the Megal HaMukos that the name Take is notrikian for tough kochos tuma, that there are 400 powers of evil, of contamination in the world, and that name of Take is what's called Zelu Maset. It's the Kodesh, the sanctification that could undermine the contamination of Tav Kochos Tuma. So if a person has in mind this name Taker, then he's able to defeat these 400 Kochos of Tuma. He's able to override the Soro Shel Esa, which is the Yetzer Hara, which comes to attack every single Jew with 400 Kochos. And in the next paragraph, he quotes verbatim the Megal HaMukos. I think we're going to fast forward this because we're going to run out of time. Let's take a look on the flip side on page 2. He says the following. There's another Sefer which quotes the Besh, that's the Toldos Yaakov Yosef from Polnoy, and he says that when it says in the Midrashim and other places that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with 22 letters of the Torah, and these 22 letters are all included in the Asara Mamoros, the 10 enunciations with which God created the world, so the entire Bria is really a tziruf of osios. It's a conglomeration or an integration of the letters of the 22 letters of the Torah, which are the 22 letters that make up the Asara Mamoros with which God created the world. Now let's start with the first of the 22 letters. That's the name, that's the letter Aleph. And Aleph is a remez. Every letter has its remez to it, to the Gilui in the Bria, the greatest Gilui in the Bria, which is called Alufo. Alufo is a remez to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Aleph is Alufo Shel Olam, the great master of the universe. Beis, for example, is a reference to two levushim of Alufo Shel Olam and Gimel to Gimel levushim. These are all ways in which the divine being is clothed, so to speak, and concealed in creation. And the further we get away from the letter Aleph, all the way to the letter Tav, we get further away from the Gilui, the original revelation of God as Alufo Shel Olam. So with Aleph we go to Beis, Beis to Gimel, etc., etc., and it's a descending order of revelation. God's revelation gets weaker, he is more concealed, that's what we call Hesed Panim, and that reaches its culmination when we arrive at the last letter, which is the Tav, which is the furthest away from Aleph, and that's a remez. The Tav is Haster Gadol, the greatest concealment of God. Our Avodah even within the context of that hester of Tav, is that we believe with a full, absolute conviction of faith that the letter Aleph, which is Alufo Shel Olam, is somehow concealed, but it's there.
And in the Tav?
I don't know if he means in the Tav. I think he means in the universe, that even when we get to the level of Tav, which represents a Richuk, further away from Aleph, we still believe that the Aleph is still a twinkling star out there in the horizon. It's Mistater. It's the Alufa Shalolim that's in hiding. But yet, we believe it's there. So when we get to the letter Tav, which represents the number 400 and the powers of evil who are in Hester, then we need to discover the Alufa Shalolim, because the Hester is so great when you move from Aleph all the way to the other extreme to Tav. And at that point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is somehow surrounded by 400 levushim, and he's concealed within them. And that's the number 400, the number Tav, which is the last letter of the alphabet. So when a person rises in his level of belief in God, and he acknowledges God from one level to the other, he's got to go up and climb from the letter Tav through Shin, through Resh, and from Resh to Kuf, and he's got to go up 400 levels until finally he can reach the level of Gilui, in which God is revealed. And that's the letter Aleph, Alufo Shel Olam. So therefore, we can now begin to understand that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yaakov Avinu a Hester Gadol, meaning Yaakov Avinu realizes that he wanted to reveal God, but and the Kates and God concealed himself. So now Yaakov is experiencing what we call Hester Gadol. And now Yaakov Avinu, who has to run away from his father's house, he's got to run away right because of the whole mice of Nimrod. He's got to run away from Eliphaz, who is appointed by Esau to kill him, and so forth and so on. All of this experience of Yaakov is one long chain of redifos. And we say that Eliphaz took away all the nechassim of Yaakov Avinu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing Yaakov Avinu that the whole world is like a ladder, which is Mutzav Arzav Erosha Magia Shamayim. That Arzav means in the letter Tav, which is Hester Panim, so nature conceals God, but he can climb higher and higher towards the heavens until Rosha Magia Shamayim, and he achieves and he encounters the letter Aleph, which is Alufo Shel Olam, who is hovering over the top of the Sulam of this ladder. Hine Hashem Nitzav Olav. Rashi says Lishomro, Ki ha'os aleph tzuraso yud vav yud. In other words, you have the vav in the middle, the two yuds, and that's the tzura of aleph. Sha'ola ke mispar shem havaya. Hashomer al odom. Havaya is 26, and if you have the yud with the vav in the middle, that's 26. And that's the letter aleph, which means God is a shomer. So now, when we have this sulam that in its anchored on land, on ground, it is surrounded by no less than 400 kochos of tumah, and now we gradually climb until we reach Rosho Hashamayma, which is the letter Tav. Which is the letter Aleph, and that's the Alufo Shel Olam, and the Alufo Shel Olam is Hashem Nitzav Olav Lishomro, Rashi says, to protect him against all these forces of evil. And the letter Aleph that we said is Alufa Shel Olam is also reminiscent of the Yud Vav and a Yud, which is the name of Hashem Havaya, who protects each person. Now Rabbi Akiva comes to the fore. Now he's the one who's going to say that we have to darshan all the Esim Sheba Torah. Why is it important to be marba in the S? What is the S so significant? The answer is that the S combines the first letter of the Torah with the last. And it comes to a message that even if we go from the Aleph all the way down to the Tav, and we reach the level of Hester Gadol, which is the letter Tav for the 400 forces of evil, nevertheless we still have to believe that what's hidden below the surface is the Aleph of the Aluf of Shalom. It's not like when we left the Aleph and we went to the Tav, the Aleph disappears, Chas v'Shalom, that's not true. The Aleph, the Aluf of Shalom, is always there, lurking in the shadows, in the background, and we have to have an absolute faith that that's true. Now we mention the Ari. The Ari says, again, this is all based on what's called Gilgulim, and the Arizal knew the Gilgulim of various neshamos, that Rabbi Akiva is a Gilgul, a reincarnation of Yaakov Avinu. And the remez, the allusion that the Arizal found, is in the pasuk at the end of Chumash Bereishis. It says, Videi Avir Yaakov. Avir Yaakov is the same, if you rearrange the letters, you do word scrabble, what's it called, you scrabble the letters, you end up with Rabbi Akiva. So Yaakov Avinu is going to battle against the Tav, and that's what we saw in the Sulam. And Yaakov Avinu is going to represent the Alufo Shel Olam, and the ability, even when you're in a situation of Tav, of the 400 powers of evil, which we saw in the case of the encounter between Esav and his 400 men, and Yaakov. Yaakov is nevertheless able to stand, to hold his own against the Kochas HaTumah, because he goes back to the letter Aleph, to the Alufo Shel Olam. And that's why it's so significant that when we get to Rabbi Akiva, and according to the Ari, Rabbi Akiva is a Gilgal, he's a Nitzotz of Yaakov Avinu, Rabbi Akiva also is going to have to reach and achieve the level of Alufo Shel Olam, the Aleph, against the Tav. And we're going to see in the life of Rabbi Akiva that the adversaries, the Romans, are going to torture him, they're going to challenge him, they're going to make it impossible for him to teach Torah. This is all a reincarnation of the encounter between Yaakov and Esav, and now the encounter is between Rabbi Akiva and the Romans and the members of that generation. So I know that we're pressed for time. Let's just make a note that we got up to this paragraph, and let's see if we can fast forward to page 3. First, on the right column, in a paragraph that starts via Shlomar, he quotes a famous Gemara in Perek HaKosev, which talks about the Osios, and the Agadat in Shabbos Daf Kuf Dalet tells us that Aleph Beis is Aleph Bina, that we should study. We should study Torah, which is called Bina. So the Beis is Torah, and the Aleph is the study of Torah. And this is going to be a remez that through the study of Torah, of Aleph Bina, we're going to be able to reveal the letter Aleph, the Alufo Shel Olam, the divine being who is concealed in every facet of the universe, of nature. So Yaakov Avinu, amongst the three Ahos, is going to be called the Amud HaTorah. Right? There's Avraham is Gmilus Chesed, Yitzchak is Avoda, and then we get to Yaakov is Torah. Yaakov is called the Ish Tam Yosef El Holim. Yaakov is Torah, and he's going to transmit that Torah to Yosef and to the rest of Klal Yisrael. Yaakov Avinu is able to overcome the tough Kochos HaTumah of Esav, the 400 Y, because the Torah is his. Aleph Bina. The Aleph of Alufo Shel Olam represents the identity of Rabbi Akiva with the Torah, Yaakov Avinu first with the Torah, and then we'll see it in Rabbi Akiva. And that's going to give Yaakov the fortitude to stand up against the tough of the 400 Kochos of Tumah of Esav. And now, we want to begin to understand where Rabbi Akiva fits in to this entire picture. Now, on the side, the Beis Yosef Paskins in Orachaim Siman Simach Aleph in Hilchos Kriyat Shema, that when he says the Aleph of Echad, the first letter of Echad, he should have in mind Tzoch Lechavin Be'Aleph Shehu Echad, that God is one. Then the word Echad has three letters. It has an Aleph and a Ches. The Ches is Hu Yachid B'Shiva Rekiyim. That down here on earth there are seven Rekiyim, and God is number 8, He's connected to seven Rekiyim, and the Dalet is the Rebbe for the four Ruchos, and the Asid will be able to say that the entire world is Echad, the whole world will declare God is one, which means that God is the Alufo Shel Olam, He's the Echad above the Sheva Rekiyim, He's the Echad above the eight Ba'aretz. The Dalet represents that He is above the four Ruchos, and all this is the Kavana that we have for the word Echad. So we accept upon ourselves every day, twice a day, in the morning and the evening when we recite Kriyat Shema, the Emunah, the belief in the unity of God, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, which means that we accept Hashem as the Aleph of Echad, which is Alufa Shel Olam. We accept upon ourselves the Ches, because Keneged the Zayin Rekiyim, and finally the Dalet, because the Dalet Ruchos Olam. God is here, God is there, God is everywhere. And therefore, we're going to be Ola now, from the letter Tav, back all the way up the ladder to the letter Aleph, Alufo Shel Olam. And this is the Chizuk that Yaakov established in the recitation of Kriyat Shema Yomam V'Laila, Erev and Boker, to concentrate and focus our attention on the word Echad, which tells me the Echad of the Aleph, of the Alufo Shel Olam, that God may look concealed in this, but He's there. And we have to just reach out, we have to reach that level of the Aleph. And therefore, Yaakov Avinu establishes that we should be willing and ready to give up our lives if need be, Al Kiddush Hashem. That's the kavana we have in Kriyat Shema for Mesiris Nefesh, because in Golos, the difficulties and the Rishayim and all the adversaries that will surround us, it's a state of Hester Panim. We're certainly in the level of Tuf within the Golos, and now we desperately need Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the Hashem Echad, which means the Aleph of Alufo Shel Olam, He is going to be the level that if we reveal Him will give us the fortitude, the strength to rise up above the letter Tav. Rabbi Akiva, Tana Rabbanan. The Gemara tells us at the end of Brachos that the Romans instituted a decree that there should be no study of Torah amongst the Israelites. And they finally catch Rabbi Akiva, they take him into the jail, they take him out to die, and the Gemara tells us that at the time that he was taken out to die, he was reciting Kriyat Shema. And they tortured his body. His Talmidim said, how can you take it? How can you be makabel with Kriyat Shema Ol Malchus Shemayim when you are suffering so much? And the famous statement of Rabbi Akiva, all my life, I was mitztayer that I couldn't fulfill the pasuk, V'ahavta b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, filu notel es nafshecha. When will that opportunity come my way? Now that it came my way, should I not be mekayim that? This is what I waited for all my life. Again, I don't know exactly at what point this dialogue took place, but hayamarech v'echad. When Rabbi Akiva got to the letter Echad, he was marech. Achi yotza nishmaso b'echad. And his soul departed when he was at the moment he recited Echad. A baskol comes out of Shemayim, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Sheyotzo Nishmascha BeEchad. Why did Rabbi Akiva wait his whole life? Desire, his ambition was to be Moser Nefesh Al Kedushas Hashem. And the answer lies in that famous statement that we mentioned earlier of the Arizal, that Rabbi Akiva is the Nitzotz of Yaakov Avinu. Avir Yaakov are the Osios of Rabbi Akiva. Yaakov Avinu established for Klal Yisrael the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema, during which we have to be mechavein, that we're willing, if need be, to be Moser on Nefesh on Yichud Hashem. Rabbi Akiva, as a Nitzotz of Yaakov, waited his entire life for the opportunity to be Moser Nefesh, and by so doing, to blaze the trail for all Golios, that the Jewish people would have this belief, this faith, and this dedication to Mesiris Nefesh, to be willing to give up their lives. And during so many periods in Jewish history, we know that Jews were willing to give up their lives. Let's begin to understand what the word masrek means, when they raked his skin, his flesh. Masrek, if you add the letters, let's try it, kuf and kuf resh is 300, and samach, which is 60, and mem is another 100, is 400, is the gematria of tav. And what this means is that the Romans gathered together 400 kochos of tuma that they inherited from Esav, their forefather, in order to throw Rabbi Akiva into the lowest level of Hester, part of the Tuf, that's furthest away from the Aleph of Elufo Shel Olam, the Tuf of Tammuz, of death itself. And now Rabbi Akiva is faced with a battle, a confrontation between the Tuf of the Masrek, which the Romans applied to him and surrounded him with, and on the other hand, the Aleph of Echad, the Elufo Shel Olam. At that moment, when they were Sorek Bisoro, that was the greatest moment of Hester Ponim. The Gemara says that the Malachi Asharis asked in front of Hashem, Zu Torah, Mezu Schora. The Gemara Menachos tells us that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu the Misa of Rabbi Akiva, Moshe Rabbeinu himself asked the same question as the angel, Zu Torah, Mezu Schora. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded, Shtok. Kach olav machshava lefonai. So Chachamim are going to testify that at that moment, when the Romans were using the masrek and they were applying the 400 kochos atuma of the tuf of Tammuz, which they inherited from Esav, Rabbi Akiva at that moment is marich bi echad ad sheyosam nishmaso bi echad. He rises, he ascends Kedusha from Tuf, the lowest level, which the Romans had thrust him into, till he finally reaches the Aleph of Echad, the highest level of Alufo Shalola. And then a baskal comes out and declares, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Sheyotza Nishmascha B'Echad. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers Moshe Shtok, Kach Ola B'machshava Lefana. It means, Kach Ola Rabbi Akiva B'machshava, he rises through his thoughts, and he ascends the great ladder, the spiritual ladder, from level to level, from Hester Panim, of the level of Tuf, into which he was thrust by the Romans, Ad Lefanai. Right? Kach Ola B'machshava Lefanai. What's Lefanai? In the presence of God, that's the letter Aleph, the Alufo Shalom, that's the Aleph of Echad. And if this be the case, let's understand the insight of the great Chidah Azulai, who lived about 2.5 centuries ago, and he in turn quotes from Moshe Zechusa, one of the great Kabbalists, in his commentary on the Zohar, to explain what the Talmidim were asking Rabbi Akiva when they said to him, Rabbeinu Ad Kan? In order to answer this question, we go back to the Ari about how Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with the name Taka. Hine Shem Taka, Ramuz Besofe Teros, V'ahavta Es Havaya Elokecha. Wait a second, I don't get it. There are four words here. One second. Oh, I see, because Aleph appears twice. So we only need one Aleph. Rabbi Akiva was mechaven to this name, and therefore he could have killed the Rishayim just like Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri. So when the Talmidim asked him, are you being marech bi echad, which means that you have the power of Taka, in other words, all that Rabbi Akiva enunciated was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. He didn't continue to be a hafta, and we thought that's because he died. But in this presentation, it's because the Talmidim said to him, Rabbeinu Ad Kan, why are you only being marech bi echad? Why not continue with the Ahavta? Because in the Ahavta there's a remez in the Sofei Tevos for Taka, and you'll be able to kill and destroy the enemies with that word taka. So why didn't you recite V'ahavta? So Rabbi Akiva answers that kol yamai or isim itztayr al pasuk zeh b'chol nafshecha afilu notels nashecha amarti masai yavo liyadu v'akaymen v'akshav shembo liyadu lo akaymeno. It means that it's true that I have the potential, I have the power within me through the name taka to destroy my enemies, but nevertheless I don't want to save myself and protect myself by using that shame. Why? Because for my entire life I was waiting for the opportunity to be Makadi Shem Shamayim. So now let's begin to understand when the Talmidim see the Romans and the Sarkim is Besorah Shal Rabbi Akiva Masreiko Shal Barzel, which means that they gathered together like a magnet 400 Kochos of Tumah, which corresponds to the word Masreik, in order to bring anguish, both physical and spiritual, to Rabbi Akiva, that Rabbi Akiva should fall into a Hester Ponim of the letter Tav. And therefore they asked him, Ad Kan, why don't you continue to say, V'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha, to be mevatel these enemies with the name Taka, and Taka is the notrikan of Tav Kolchos Tumah. You have the ability, Rabbi Akiva, to destroy the Tav Kolchos Tumah. And Rabbi Akiva says, yes, I admit, I do have the potential to kill them with the Shem Kadosh, but I don't want to do so. Why? Because I'm waiting my whole life for an opportunity to fulfill this great mitzvah of Bechol Nafshecha. Should I not fulfill it? In other words, all my life, I was mitztayer that I should be granted the opportunity to be Moser Nafshi al Kedushas Hashem. And that means to be Moser Nafshi when I am thrust into the most profound level of Hester Panim of the Tuf of Tomus. And I will be Zoch at that moment to be Mekadesh Shem Shamayim, because I will ascend the ladder from the letter Tav all the way up to the top of the Aleph Alufo Shel Olam in the name Echad. Is Hayamarif be Echad Ad She Yotzasa Nishmaso be Echad. And that means that he, Rabbi Akiva, took this opportunity of Mesiris Nefesh of Tammuz, and instead of defeating the Tav and used Takeh and destroying his enemies, the Romans, he climbed up to the level of Echad. He was Marech Be'echad, and he gave his soul back to his creator with Echad. So Rabbi Akiva dies at the moment of Echad, and the letter of Aleph is Echad. And let's take a look at Rabbi Akiva's name. There are two ways of writing his name, but let's write his name Akiva with a hey at the end, as it's mentioned in the Talmud Yerushalmi. It's also possible to write the name Rabbi Akiva with an aleph at the end, which is mentioned often in Talmud Bavli. Says the Or Zoruah that Karasi b'shem zeh chibrani hamachaber Yitzchak Rabbi Moshe Nafsho Tzrua B'chayim Mibnei Chiba Yisera Shematzasi Or Zerul Atzadik L'Yishrei Leiv Simcha Sofi Teivos Rabbi Akiva Umipnei Achiba Gdola Sheheira Kosh Brochus Enai Shematzasi Eshmo Nichto B'zeh HaMikra. God gave me the insight to find the name Rabbi Akiva hidden in the Pasuk Or Zerul Atzadik Karasi L'Sifri Zu Beloshin Ze Or Zaruah. God granted me that Or Zaruah. I'll call this Chibur by the name of Or Zaruah. Lamadati Mikan, Sheyesh Lichtov Rabbi Akiva Behebesov, Velobi Aleph, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shekasavta, David Amel Pinavua Besifro, Vi Ashrecha, Shehera Kodeshpachu Toroscha, Lemoshe Rabbeinu. Or Zerul Atzadik L'Yishrei Leiv Simcha Sofei Tevos Akiva with a hey at the end. Now, what is it, although I grant you that in the Talmud Yerushalmi it's Rabbi Akiva the Hey, but in the Bavli his name is constantly spelled with an Aleph at the end. And furthermore, the Ari himself elsewhere writes that Ki Abir Yaakov are the Osios of Rabbi Akiva. That's only Rabbi Akiva with an Aleph. And he says that the answer to this riddle is found in the Chasam Sofer. That it's true that the name of Rabbi Akiva is Akiva with a Hey at the end, as we saw in the Chalom of Orz, that was revealed to the Orz Ruah. But nevertheless, since Rabbi Akiva was Moser Nafshal Kiddush Hashem and his neshama went up to heaven with the word Echad, which means Echad is the Aleph and the Ches and the Dalet, we want to get the Aleph here in the name Rabbi Akiva. Umode Ramah Diyesh Lichtov Akiva Behei Basofalo Bi Aleph Afal Gav Dechol Rabbi Akiva B'Shas Bavli Bi Aleph Basof Mikol Makom Ibn Nesha Sarku B'Sarav B'Matzrekos Shel Barzel B'Zen Nirmaz Bi Aleph Sheyotza Nishmasu Bi Echad Al Kain Kosvin Akiva Behei Basof Shemarames Al Hasimcha Hanirmas Besofe Tevos Or Zarula Tzadiku Yishrelev Simcha Kemosha Gila Bachalom Rabbeinu Yitzchak Or Zarua. So that the name of Rabbi Akiva with a Hey is indicative of the fact that there's Simcha here. Now, how can there be Simcha? They're being Masrek is Sorek is Besor of Masrek Shal Barzel. But the answer is that Rabbi Akiva is going to fight against the 400 Kochos HaTuma, and he's going to reach the level of Aleph, of Alufo Shel Olam. He's going to be willing to be Moser his Nefesh for the Aleph of Alufo Shel Olam. And if this be correct, if the Chasam Sofer is accepted, then take a look at the remez of Rabbi Akiva. Hera HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Aleph Ze'ira B'Gematria Rabbi Akiva. God shows Moshe Rabbeinu a small Aleph, and that's called an Aleph Ze'ira, which is the same Gematria as Rabbi Akiva. Again, Rabbi Akiva with a Hey at the end. V'zeh sod she Rabbi Akiva pa'omim esayim bi'alef u'pa'omim behey kishe yotze nishmasu bi'echad zocha li'os alef. It means the following, that if you write with Rabbi Akiva's name with an aleph at the end, then that letter aleph is the same aleph that yotze nishmasu bi'echad. Aleph is echad. And that means that in the Hester Ponim of Tav of Tammuz, when Rabbi Akiva is surrounded by the 400 Kochos HaTuma, Rabbi Akiva is able to climb and ascend all the way to Echad. And that Echad is the Aleph of the name Rabbi Akiva. And if this be the case, then Rabbi Akiva, if you write it with an Os Hey, is the Gematria of Shin Tzadi Tes. Echad Pochos Mes. If you subtract 400, you track 1 from 440, and you get 439. Just 1 second, it's 339. 1 second. Pochos Mitov. Just 1 second, Gematria. Shin Tzadi Tes Echad Pos. Oh, that Rabbi Akiva, if you write that name with a Hey, is equal in Gematria to 399, which is one less than 400. So when they added the letter Aleph to the name Rabbi Akiva to replace the letter Hey, Oz Aleph Zu Mashlima Sagmachia Tov. Right? Because Rabbi Akiva's name is with a Hey, which equals 339. If you add the Aleph.
But then you take away the Hey.
No, what he's saying is that we add another name to Rabbi Akiva. We're not subtracting, we're just adding the Aleph. And why do we want to get the Aleph there? So that we can bridge the gap between 399 and 400, so that Yaakov Avinu now could be the Zelu Maseh to battle against the tough of Hester Ponin, the tough of Tammuz. And Al Yidei Sheyotza Nafsho Bi Echad Bi Aloso Min HaHester, he rises, ascends above that concealment of God, which is represented by the Tav, and Yotza Nishmaso Bi Echad, which is representative of the letter Aleph, which means that the Aleph is going to be added to the 399 of Rabbi Akiva with a Hey, and now we have 400, and that's the level that Rabbi Akiva reaches, which corresponds to the 400 levels that try to bring him down. Now the Tav is Tichya. If you take the Tav of Tichya and you go backwards up to the level, the letter of Aleph of Echad, then once again Yaakov Avinu Tichya Vachi Yaakov Avinu is Mashlim to the number Tav, because before Rabbi Akiva had the Aleph, he was only 399. Now he gets the letter Aleph of Echad, and at that point is Lirmos al Mashahela Saos Tuf Lios Aleph. He takes the Tuf and he converts it to Aleph. Liz Davik Bealufo Shal Olam Kishayotza Nishmaso Bi Echad. So let's just summarize that Yaakov Avinu represents the concept of Mesiris Nefesh, Shema Yisrael, the ability to fight against and gullus all those powers of the 400 contaminating powers of evil. And Rabbi Akiva is a Gilgal and Nitzot of the Neshama of Yaakov Avinu, and he too will be surrounded by the gullus of the Romans and the 400 Hester Ponim through the Kokos of Tumah that they're going to surround him. And Rabbi Akiva is going to recite the Kriyat Shema of Mesiris Nefesh. He has the ability to save himself in another way, but he doesn't want to do so. This is what he waited all his life. And through his Mesiris Nefesh, he was able to rise from the Tav of the 400 Kokos HaTumah all the way to the Aleph of Alufo Shel Olam. And he was able to understand that even in the depths of concealment, we still have a firm faith in the Aleph, the Alufo Shel Olam, which is now concealed. But at the end of days, we'll have the Shekhinah, and it'll be revealed, and we'll see and feel and experience the Alufo Shalom.
It's Hashem.
It's Hashem.